be your.
Oh, no.
And
well, let's see.
There's a strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street.
Let's see. That's the. No, I don't know what to call it. I know what you're talking about, but I can't know what you call it. The hedge is the plants. That's a strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street. You cut your. That's not, I don't even know what you call it. I can't tell you. I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what you would call it.
And if you're walking along a road and an animal jumped out and scared you, you say, I picked up a
stick.
Or something hard.
Threw it. Or a rock.
And?
Threw it at him.
Okay. Did you ever say chunked it or pitched?
Oh yeah, we chunk. You don't pitch. That's a word you won't hear used too much as far as you throwing something at something. You'll chunk a rock at him and you'll chunk a stick at him, but you don't pitch one. You pitch a baseball.
Okay.
That's the way it's used here, more
and
or less.
If you went to someone's house and knocked on the door and nobody answered, you say, well, I guess he's not
at home.
And someone's walking in your direction, you say he's coming straight
toward me.
And if you went into town and happened to see someone that you hadn't counted on seeing, you'd say, this morning I just happened to
see so-and-so.
Or I happened to
run into him.
And if a child's given the same name that her mother has, they say they named
it. Named it after its mother.
And something that people drink for breakfast.
Coffee.
And if you wanted some coffee and there wasn't any ready, you'd say you had to.
I'd have to fix the coffee.
And talk about putting milk in your coffee. You'd say some people like it.
Black, some people want cream, milk. Some people like it black, which means no. But that's the only thing, or wants it straight.
Okay.
Or they want cream or sugar in it.
Do you ever hear the expression, drinking coffee barefooted?
Yeah, but it's not used too much here, barefooted.
What would it mean?
Without cream or sugar. Just black.
Uh-huh. And you say some people eat cornflakes dry, but most people like them.
Cream and sugar, but not that.
We're talking about milk. Most people like them.
With milk.
And talking about distance, you'd say, well, I don't know exactly how far away it is, but
it's about 10 miles.
Or it's just a little.
Little piece.
And if you had been traveling and still had about 500 miles to go, you'd say you still had a
long way to go.
And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just
anywhere.
And if someone slipped and fell this way?
Fell backward.
And this way?
Forward.
And say if you had been fishing and I asked you, did you catch any? You might say, no.
Not a thing.
Did you ever say, nary one? Did we do that?
It's used some, not too much.
How would people use it?
Well, if they were telling you, not nary one. That's possibly what they would tell you.
How does that sound to you?
It's just not an expression that's used just a whole lot. You'll find a few people that might use it. You'll hear it occasionally, but not just real, real often.
Mm-hmm.
It's not nearly as common as ain't.
And you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say.
You cleared it.
Huh?
You cleared it.
And wheat is tied up into a
bundles.
And then the bundles are piled up into
shocks.
And talk about how much wheat you raise to an acre. You might say we raised 40
bushels.
And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
I imagine you would. We're thinking about threshing here. Of course, the word that comes to my mind now is they combine the grain as they take it out. But threshing, I think, is what we're thinking about